Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Monday, November 7th, 2011. Hackers shut down the Israeli military and intelligence websites over the weekend, and pressure is growing over Arab Knesset member who travelled to South Africa to testify against the government's wishes. These stories and more coming up, so stay tuned. Flotilla passengers have accused Israel of unnecessary violence and endangerment of human life during their raid. 21 passengers of the two aid ships remain in Israeli prisons, 3 days after the Israeli forces intercepted the ships in international waters. The passengers were unlawfully arrested and the ships were confiscated, along with all of the humanitarian aid. Passengers say they were hit, pushed, choked and hosed down by the Israeli forces that stormed the ship. They also claim that the Israeli Navy forced the two ships to crash into each other by pressuring each vessel towards one another in a collision course. These are the first international aid flotillas dispatched since the incident of the Freedom Flotilla in 2010, when 9 Turkish activists were killed. In retaliation for seizing of the vessels, hackers shut down the Israeli military and intelligence websites. The group of hacktivists, styling itself with the name Anonymous, managed to infiltrate sensitive Israeli websites that belonged to the Israeli army and security services and was able to shut them down temporarily. Spokesperson for Netanyahu, Afer Gendelman, claimed that the websites went offline due to a malfunction in the servers. The group posted a YouTube video a few days ago stating that it will retaliate against the Israeli government for intercepting the ships. Anonymous previously targeted websites of several corporations, including credit card companies, which refused to transfer donations made to WikiLeaks. Israeli sources reported on Sunday that a settler was injured when a Palestinian hurled a Molotov cocktail at a driver on a settler road near Qalqiya, in the northern part of the West Bank. Following the attack, the army combs the area searching for the assailant. No arrests are reported at this time. In related news, Israeli sources revealed that the police in Jerusalem arrested a Palestinian youth allegedly involved in stabbing of a Jewish teenager in Ramot, in occupied Jerusalem, which took place 3 weeks ago. Abdul Rahman Zaid went to the Ramot neighbourhood carrying a knife with the intention to carry out an attack. He approached a group of Israeli youth and stabbed the 17-year-old twice in the stomach and back. The sources claim that Zayed, a student of Al-Quds University in East Jerusalem, admitted to the charges filed against him, with Israel initially imposing a gag order on the arrest. Israeli member of the Knesset, Odniel Shneller, of the Kadima opposition party, filed a complaint against Arab Knesset member Hanin Zarbi for travelling to South Africa to testify in a court without Israel's permission. Zarbi went to South Africa after she was asked to testify in front of the Russell Tribunal, which is looking into cases of discrimination as practiced by Israel against the Palestinian Israelis living as Israeli citizens. Shneller claimed that Zarbi, of the Ballad Party, is acting against the State of Israel and, quote, must be punished for her actions, unquote. Zarbi has been under continuous political attacks by Israeli parliamentarians for her stances against the Israeli occupation and Israel's illegal siege of the Gaza Strip, and numerous members of the Knesset are attempting to prevent her from running in future elections in the Knesset. That's all for today from IMEMC News. This was the Monday, November 7th daily roundup of news from the occupied Palestinian territories. We hope that you would join us again tomorrow. This was brought to you by George Rishmawi and me, William Gibson.